I'm here in the wonderful Summerhall Courtyard with Gavin Evans, and he's going to talk to us about diving, which is playing at Summerhall, and it's got a very interesting story about how it came about. So this looks like a pretty unique piece of work here. So tell us the story about what you're doing here.
Okay, so it started off with a event that I had a previous gallery that I used to run, and it was an event based around music concrete. So basically there was silent films that were being projected, and a violinist would play along to that, and he'd improvise. So he never saw any of the pieces, he just came up and played. And that then sort of sparked me to make some more films for him. I made three. They went down really, really well. He was mentored by Nigel Kennedy. He's 22. He's very, 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 very talented and gifted. And then the curator from Summer Hall, he happened to see these, and he was very intrigued, and he suggested that I then made a full piece. So I've made nine films, nine people, each with really extraordinary histories behind them, you know. And each one is a portrait. So, my background is portrait photography and film. So I made these silent films, and they're really sort of going into sort of very dark depths of emotion, and they range from sort of 3 to 7 minutes long, and like I say, there's nine subjects featured. And then what happens is, obviously, on the evening, then Richard is performing. So he effectively, the sort of the idea behind it is that these films are a lyric, and Richard is the voice to this with a violin. So he's bringing that emotion and connecting it to the audience. And really, like I say, it's sort of it really uncovers very, very dark and deep held emotions and subdued feelings. And the idea is that, you know, hopefully within this piece, that the audience will connect with one or maybe many of these participants in there. And, you know, and really that's the point behind diving. So,
for the first time ever this year, Fringe Review created a page of what we called cinematic theatre, and we covered it because we noticed there's been this kind of development in recent years. What for you is that connection in live performance of film and music?
For me, I'm sort of coming from it from a different angle, because I recognise that there are a lot of films that are made, and then there's music that is made to accompany the film. So, you know, it's the film comes first, then the music is added to it. And for me, when I was doing diving, it was coming from a different perspective, when I was actually creating something, knowing my musician so well, that actually as I was filming, I was, you know, always constantly aware of the music as I was actually working to this. So it's something, you know, it's inextricably linked to actually what I'm doing, the two of us working on this. But there seems to be really a large awareness now of silent movies for musical accompaniment. So yes, it's definitely, I think, you know, it's clearly part of what's happening at the moment, yeah.
And in terms of the instrument itself, what's unique for you about the violin? Would this have been different if it had been piano?
Interestingly enough, we did have guitarists play to it, and that gives yes, of course, you know, the whole sentiment is changed by the instrument. And I think for me, it was more a case of knowing Richard and how he could actually express to my films that created this. Well, what was the reason for me sort of going ahead? And yeah, if you were to use a cello, it would clearly again change. But I think in this case, it's more that Richard is able to deliver the emotions, and we're very, very close. So he's very intimate in what I'm doing, and he is able. He has an extraordinary talent, which, you know, hopefully you'll see on Sunday. And like I say, he can communicate what I'm doing very directly. So,
And in terms of when traditional silent movie that had live piano or background, that they were incidental in a way to the, like, almost to the side, yeah. And people watch the film. What's going on here when the audience come in? How much is the focus is actually on the violin and the violinist, and how much of it is they should be watching the film and that's going on in the background?
I think from the showings we've had, I think that The violin, obviously Richard isn't standing in front of the films, but he's to the side and clearly visible, and there's no interruption by his performance there to it. It's very eloquent the way that he actually can transfer, you know, the emotions that people are seeing through the violin to them.
And in terms of you know, the classic thing about recorded music compared to live music, you know, what would be lost in a showing of your films with recorded violin?
Yeah, this is a good point, because this was never created to actually be to be music for film. And the point about it is that Richard comes and he has a loose structure, but then he improvises every time, and he really reacts to the audience, the space, to the moment, to how he is, and every performance is absolutely different and unique to it. And I think that's really what's special about this.
And as you've been here at Summer Hall, you know, over the run of this, what's been your kind of experience of it, and how have you reacted to it?
Well, this is the first time it's been played publicly, so I've had two performances, and my reactions have been critical of it, and therefore, for this Sunday, there has been some adjustments to this, and more work and rehearsal on this, and I think certainly the reaction has been very, very positive, overwhelmingly positive to the piece. Yeah.
But has experiencing it, you know, changed your restlessness for what you're going to do next? Has it inspired you onwards?
That's a very good question. Has it inspired me onwards to do more? It's inspired me actually just to make sure that this piece is actually really ready to go out now and go on a tour. And it's been a year in the making, and I'm not inspired outside of diving at the moment, really.
Yeah. And then, so in terms of, you know, beyond Edinburgh finishes, are you going to have a pause? I mean, what's the I always ask this question, what's in your notebooks?
No, we're going to take it to London in September, and it's going to be performed in London. And then there's been talks, obviously, about other countries to take it to and other venues. So the idea now is obviously to try and get it out there.
And what's been your experience of Summer Hall? Because a lot of people are saying there's a really unique space going on here in the Fringe.
Yeah, Summer Hall is really unique in the Fringe. You know, it's sort of, I think for me, Summer Hall is bringing back the original sort of ethos of the Fringe. You know, I mean, it's the one sanctuary where you can come, and there's no comedy, and there's no overt commercialism coming in here. It's very experimental. There's some amazing art here. I think the curator's done an incredible job getting people like Schneider, etc. here. And yeah, I think it's possibly, you know, the saviour of the festival.
Gavin Evans, thanks very much indeed. That's nice to see you.